Hello, hello, and welcome. This is Tristan.
And Sabrina.
And we're really happy that you're here. As always, Satori Method, we're going to rock it today with a beautiful meditation. Rocking it on the inside. So this is the Awakened Living Club and Community. And all of you guys that are here with us, we love doing this with you, right? So we connect through these incredible ethers, telephone lines and computers and all of that, and we're all around the world, and we come together for a common purpose, which is awakening, that beautiful Zen term, Satori, or Satori, which is truly the awakening of our consciousness. And we like to approach Satori as awakening not only the consciousness, but the consciousness within the body and the consciousness within the mind also. So mind, body, and spirit. A lot of the conversations that happen here at Satori Method are about how do you wake up the energy in your body so you can have an incredibly productive, focused, amazing day. And we bring tools to you such as Qigong and meditations like we're going to do today to get you in the space, to get you in that flow where you set your day up to have an incredibly, incredibly beautiful ride. We also focus on the clarity that we all need and desire for our mind, for our emotions, so that we can navigate our life consciously. There's so much negativity in the world, and I remember watching the movie The Last Samurai, and there was this scene in the movie where there was a little boy helping. The character was Tom Cruise. I always forget his name. But anyway, he was a soldier, and he was being trained by the samurai. But every time he tried to do the samurai moves, he would fail. And the little boy had been talking to him, and they were talking about this word, Mushin, right? And Mushin is a state of no mind. And Tom Cruise was kept getting in his mind and getting in his mind because of his emotions and his fears and his past. And the little boy was off to the side watching him in this sparring match with the other samurai, and he's saying, "Too many mind, too many mind." And in that moment, Tom stopped, and he closed his eyes, and he went into his breath. And he used a meditation, the way it was shown was so beautiful, to clear the mind. And then as the mind became clear, he could see the move that he needed to do next. And we have that inside of us. That's that deeper intuition. That's that knowingness that knows what's next. But we cannot access that with too many mind, too many mind. So Satori is about awakening the mind as well and awakening that highest state of consciousness, which Sabrina and I just like to say is love. It's unconditional love.
And what we're going to focus on today is a meditation to start your day, to create your day, and to really understand the benefits of that, because if you design each day, you're designing your destiny one day at a time. Destiny seems so far away, but isn't it just one day becoming the next, becoming the next, becoming the next? So why wait to design our destiny? And we have built into us all the equipment and all the skills and the know-how to do that, to design our destiny, to design our day, to be the most beautiful, kind, loving, abundant person, to be our full potential, and to share that kindness with the world. We've been joking between me and Tristan lately. We saw that movie, The Help, and there was that one scene where the mom is telling the other girl, "You are good, you are kind," and we keep saying that to each other because it's such a reminder, and it's so sweet to be reminded of your own goodness, of your own kindness, so that you can confidently share that with others. This weekend, I've had an incredible experience that I'd love to share with you. My heart has been so touched by the goodness of people, by the kindness of people, and it has inspired me to be more kind. I had a surgery on my hands, and they bandaged them up, and I was doing a lot of traveling, I was in the bathroom airport, and the lady comes in pushing the cart with all the trash. She leaves the cart and comes over to me. "Hey, sweetheart, can I help you out in any way? Is there anything you need?" People were coming up to me, just walking up to me, you know, strangers, seeing that I was having trouble with my hands, running to open doors for me, or just commenting, "Wow, both hands, that sucks." But that was their way of giving me a little compassion. But what I really saw in that moment was, how else is God or the divine going to show me how much I'm loved except through others? And when I show kindness and extend love, I'm allowing myself to be that empty vessel and to share that higher consciousness with others, to remind them. It's not just Sabrina saying, "Hey, can I help you?" If I'm connected to consciousness, they can feel that power, that to share with somebody, to let them know, to help them to remember, you are worthy, you are kind, you are loved, you are abundant. So setting up the day has a really special meaning for me today, because being out of town and out of our schedule for a few days, as I sort of went through, you know, a traumatic-ish experience that I'm totally fine, but it pulled me out of the routine, and we were in Northern California, which is glorious. Gloriously beautiful in the perfect time of year. And because we were out of the routine, we both took the time to take walks by ourselves. Tristan took walks by himself. I took walks by myself. I sat outside on a couch by the swimming pool for some alone time and some meditation. He went out by himself for some Qigong. And we stuck to our practices. But they were so special because it was out of the routine. So the key here that we're going to be talking about today is to create these routines, to create a structure, to have this way that we set up our day on a consistent schedule, that it doesn't become routine and boring, like tying your shoe, right? We routinely tie our shoe and we no longer pay attention to it. We actually want to pay attention every day to the way that we design our day and the way that we create it, to stay so present, because tying your shoe is not, it doesn't participate with the soul. And we're going to set up our day on a soul level every single day, so that the destiny we create today becomes the destiny of tomorrow, and our life unfolds with us being, living, and doing what we choose, living, being, and doing your full potential, living, being, and doing as the consciousness that you are.
So find a spot, if you haven't already, where you're comfortable and present. We all practice breath work and meditation, and we'll be using that as a tool to guide our consciousness. So think of your meditation as a way to create an environment for setting up your day and aligning yourself with your highest potential, that beautiful, beautiful source. And as you're getting comfortable and feeling your spine nice and straight and your mind open and your breath deep in the belly, just notice that there are other beings here with you in this same practice, almost like we're all sitting in a room together, excited to go within ourselves and uncover ourselves. And there's the feeling of many little streams coming together to create this beautiful river, this strong, healthy river. And a strong, healthy river can flow all the way back to the ocean. The ocean is the metaphor of source, the divine. And as you know, a little stream all by itself can sometimes dry up. But when they come together and create that river, you can go all the way. And so in this room, this virtual dojo, we sit here in the breath. Feel your breath right now. It's breathing you. That's the magic of life. You have this source consciousness taking care of you every single second of every single day. And as you shift your awareness to becoming a little more internal, a little bit more aware of that, you immediately activate the awakening of consciousness. Consciousness starts to do a little dance inside of you as you settle back down into yourself. Isn't it lovely to go home? And not that our home isn't in all the things we do on the outside, because we bring life to our work and to our relationships and to all the different things that we find ourselves doing throughout the day. But our inner home is by going inside with this meditation, reclaiming and recentering in our power. And from here, we're going to build a beautiful, bright light from the inside and radiate it out. And sending it out, we'll be able to direct that light from the inside out. And then as we move out physically into our day and into our lives, it's like we're floating along a thread of light. We're bringing that light to everything that we do. And as you know, we can lose the connection to that light if we stay too much on the outside. So taking this dip in the divine is the essential way that we can integrate our spiritual practice with the whole life. The breath is breathing you, and the mind is settling down because there are many thoughts and feelings that take place in the mind. And the mind is doing its best to really help us live a great life. It's there to protect us, to help us survive intense situations, and we should be grateful for that. But let's not let the mind run too crazy. Let's thank the mind for all the things that it does for us, the information that it's able to learn and retain. But let's give the mind a break for a little while. And let's go into that more beyond the mind state, the mushin, the no mind. Remember, Tom, too many mind. Let it go. As your eyes close, move your attention to that pinpoint center in the forehead where everything becomes still. The mushin point, the third eye. That vortex where energy starts to enter in through that point, and energy rushes from within to meet that point. So it's happening to you and through you, and also within you. Consciousness is everywhere. But to feel the consciousness moving into us is a beautiful state of being, because it's that receptive state that we want to be in that allows us to rise up higher and higher and higher in consciousness. It's that awareness that there is a divine energy that we can rise to. So you pull yourself up, 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 and into that center point to meet the consciousness. And the consciousness is flowing down to meet you. The yogis call this the divine romance. It's where you're being made love to and making love to that beautiful divine energy. And this is how we want to establish ourselves and set up our day, in a pure state of gratitude and a feeling of being rejuvenated and filled to the brim with consciousness. Sit in that consciousness, sit in that awareness, and move into a more and more receptive state. Letting go of all the thoughts, all the fears, all the worries and all the to-dos, just breathing them out. With every exhale, if there's anything that's been heavy going on, see the black smoke. Let it go, let it go. You're creating space for the divine light and love and laughter to just own you and fill you up. Beautiful word in meditation is to surrender. Give up the need to be mentally in control. Move into a different state of control. It's a spiritual trust. This is the highest control that you can have over your life. It's a spiritual trust, a trust in your deeper self, your most conscious self, and that there is a divine orchestrating the movements around us, and that we can be tapped in and tuned into that divine orchestration and see the mystical in everything. See the mystical peeking its head around the corner, checking on us. Seeing the mystical in the middle of the argument. Seeing the mystical in the middle of the fatigue. Feeling the mystical in the middle of any kind of drama, so that you know you are always being watched over and cared for. No matter what the lesson in life is, and there will be many, as there already have been, there will be many more. And our goal, our opportunity, is to remember the divine during the lesson, not only after the lesson, but through the lesson. Oh my gosh, this is wild. This is a moment. But I'm going to remember in this moment, I am being loved. All is well, even in the middle of this. And you know how much easier everything becomes when you can see the divine when it's most challenging. Then you can see the divine all the time. The breath is still here, breathing us deeper, every cell lighting up inside, because you're shifting consciousness. Right now, everything's changing. When you get up from a deep meditation like this, and you set up your day in this state of awareness, you are not the same person who sat down. You are not the same person because of your ability to surrender the drama. Surrender the illusion that you are this mind and you are these thoughts and feelings. Yes, use them to help you. Thoughts and feelings are beautiful. They are there to help you navigate your way into the highest energy that you can cultivate. There's nothing trying to hurt you, ever. Only trying to help you and remind you. Suffering is grace in disguise, whether that's intense suffering or just a little bump. Just a little bump is a, hey, remember me. I'm here. I am your friend. Ah, to be so aware of the friend, the mystical. Can you feel that right now? Breathing you, loving you. Yes. The third eye, when it opens, gives you insight into things that you cannot know with your mind. It's a different dimension. It's like moving from an AM frequency to an FM frequency to a satellite frequency. It gives you access to more information. when the mind is still and that point is open, you are piped in to the knowing. You just seem to know things. You know what to do and when to do it and how to do it. Today is going to be a day of knowing what to do, when to do, and how. And when the how isn't clear, you're in such a state of trust that it will be shown. It will be revealed because the mystical is rushing to meet you. Why does the mystical rush to meet us? Because we are loved for no reason at all. And when we remember love, love remembers us. There's a saying, God is in everything, but not everything is in God. You be the being that remembers to be in the consciousness, in love, and move through your day creating these ripples of love around you. Maybe that's doing some beautiful selfless service, something that you're not even going to get credit for, just because you want to give. And there's no ego there saying, look at me, look what I did. Look at how good this was, or I did this for you. You did it for you. We're only ever serving ourselves. But when we can direct that service, like Sabrina experienced with all these people reaching out to help, she felt so loved. And that was just God using those people to remind her of how loved she is. Allow the divine to use you to help others see how loved they are. There's nothing more fulfilling than being used by the divine in your life. It's the highest state of service. All the masters and the great teachers know this. Yogananda, Ramakrishna, Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, all the great teachers, they knew how to allow the divine to use them. And every day they established themselves in the morning in that connection. Let us learn from them and follow their ritual of a deep connected meditation and make it part of our daily practice. Because the more we develop this skill, then when there are days that are harder than others, it doesn't matter because it's part of who we are and what we do. We just practice. We've designed our practice. It's our beautiful ritual. And use the sacred space in your home or the different environments that you love on a regular basis so that your practice can be protected and go deeper every single time. Make that commitment right now. Maybe choose to read a poem or light a candle or play some beautiful music right before you sit and set up your day. These type of actions help to evoke a sense of communion with your deepest sense of being. It brings you into alignment with that deeper value of who you are. Centering yourself is such a gift that these arts have been passed down throughout the ages for us. Learning how to move in through the third eye, dropping the breath, releasing and clearing, and then truly affecting the flow of the day. Move into your heart center now. That beautiful area right in the center of the chest that's like a big, beautiful sun. And there's a feeling of an inner smile. Start to radiate out from the center of your being love. You're breathing in love. You're breathing out love. You're being affected by love. You're radiating love. and start to create some images within your mind of what that love does during the day. Shape it consciously right now. See yourself moving through your day and taking certain actions that are very filled with love, whatever they may be for you. See yourself, you're filled with light, moving through your day, taking action. What's the most loving thing that you can project out from the center of your being right now? And see this really happening. Feel it. In your cells right now, you're creating an energetic vibration that not only moves out from you, but also creates the magnetic draw for equal vibration to rush into your life. Because whatever you're putting out there is what's coming back. And how wonderful is that, to know that the more you focus on something, the more you get of that. So sweet. It's such a perfect give and take in this universe. There is truly a yin and a yang. When you're sending out love and you're taking actions based on love and gratitude, that's exactly what comes back. Now, sometimes there's a little something that we need to clean up, right? A little something else comes back. We say, well, but wait a minute. I'm putting all this good, positive energy out. Why is that thing there? Why did that happen to me? Well, don't let your ego judge the process of awakening. Awakening means that there are things that will be revealed to you, and they're going to be uncomfortable because you need to shed that skin. It might even feel like a death. Wait a minute. This shouldn't be happening. It's supposed to be flowers and petals that I'm walking on. Oh, really? Well, the petals didn't go anywhere. Your attention just got pulled and focused on the drama. The drama was just there to free you some more. Letting go of karmas, the old samskaras, these seeds, old thoughts, weed thoughts that have held you back in the past. You asked to be free. The loving universe said, okay, I want to help you. Let me bring you this thing that you can now drop. It's in the dropping, in the non-attachment, that you're free. Non-attachment is such a beautiful state to get to. You can use your meditation practice and your Qigong practice and your mindful awareness to catch the drama as it's happening. You can even see it coming and transcend it by not reacting to it. And if there is something that happened and you weren't able to go around it or under it or over it, then you move through it. But you move through it in your conscious awareness, holding your stillness, and trusting. Let me see what I need to learn here. What do I need to drop here? How can I remove this using love rather than fear? How can I send massive amounts of love out right now? Even when it seems that I'm being attacked, or when I'm being judged, or when I'm being pushed too hard, I'm going to choose love. Because that's your essence. You're made of that. You're so, so powerful. You have the power of the universe inside of you, and you have access to it through your practice. Feel the breath. It's breathing you. Now know that those images are starting to manifest into your day. You are that person that projected out that conscious image. And whatever you project out is what you pull to you. So as we go through our day today, don't be surprised when it flows, and when everything that you were projecting out starts to show up, because your thoughts become things. Take one more nice, deep, deep cleansing breath, and in a moment we'll open our eyes and we'll blink them a few times and just recalibrate our body. And open your eyes now. As you look around, know that you are not the same person. You may have the same clothing, the same physical body, although I would say that your body's not even the same, because then when the energy changes, the cells in the body follow that. You're not the same person right now. And there's one little thing in this virtual dojo that I'd like you to remember. It's a saying, leave your ego at the door. Leave your old self, anything that you've just surrendered, leave it alone now. Don't pick it back up. Let it go. And be in this new vibration and hold the space so that when you move out into your day-to-day, you truly are a different person. Leave your ego at the floor where you bow your head. Let it go. Beautiful. All right. I'm going to let Sabrina share some insights with us, so that we can integrate this experience a little bit deeper now.
Well, as we spoke of the discipline of designing the practice, you know, having a beautiful place that you sit, and if you like to read something inspirational before you start, or if you like to listen to music, if you like to have an incense, whatever you have to create an environment that provokes you into that space, for consistency, it reminded me of all my years in the ballet studio, taking classes 5 days a week, being in the dance company. How did we start every single dance class? Standing at the bar, one hand on the bar, pliés, tendus, dégagés, rondejam, frappe, developpe, adagio. We went through a sequence of routines and discipline practices. Every single class I took began with that ritual of the bar, which became an extraordinary meditation because you're always seeking more. You're pushing the technique and at the same time pushing the artistry. And the whole community of the class is doing it together. And there is such a reverence in ballet for the art. And then when you actually dance, which to me, the dancing, the performances, that's like the rest of the day, right? The morning meditation is like the bar of the ballet, not the bar of downtown where you have some drinks. The ballet bar. And just as the dance is so beautiful, people look at it and wonder, how did they do all of that? How did they develop such extension? How does she have such amazing balance? Look at those lines. Look at the pictures. Look at the leaps. Look at the jumps. How is that physically possible? It's simply elements of the bar rearranged into a flow. And that's the way I feel about the morning meditation. You go through these basic fundamentals that can seem routine, that can seem ritualistic, but your day is made up of those elements. When someone says, how could he have achieved such greatness? How could he have been so kind? How did he manifest that? How was he able to physically do that? Because he designed his destiny, because he designed his day to have that. And I remember when I first learned about being an empty vessel for something more, my reaction was, wow, what a relief. What a relief. If I can allow consciousness to move through me, if I can connect to that which is unlimited, who am I to hold it back by limited thoughts? You know, all this psychological work that everyone's doing on, you know, getting rid of limiting beliefs. Well, what if you're working as a co-creator and there are no limitations on consciousness? That makes it a whole lot easier. And you have to do both because it is a co-creation. But to design your life not as this limited small person who's alone and struggling with health issues and trying to make the relationships work and all the weaknesses that and all the complaints that we can have, but to design the life of the person that is a co-creator with consciousness, who knows themselves as a spirit of energy. That is the daily practice that you want. And Dalai Lama said, which this reminded me of what we spoke of at the call, at the beginning of the call, be kind whenever possible. And it is always possible. And Tristan touched on something during the call. He said, what is the most loving thing I can do right now? And when you're in a situation and you're trying to make a decision like, well, I don't know what to do. Should I do this? Should I do that? I'm not really able to tap into my gut feeling right now. And for some reason, you're not in touch with your intuition, which, by the way, you will be more and more through the practice that we just shared with you. And practice is repetition. It's not just do it once. You have to practice, meditation practice. Your intuition will get extremely strong. But in those moments where you're still like, I'm not sure, ask yourself that question. What is the most loving thing I can do right now? And choose that, because you'll never, ever regret choosing that.
So here we are, friends. We've just set up the day. I'm feeling high and feeling grateful that you're all here in this vibration with us. For real, for real, for real. You know, you can say things that sound poetic, and then you can really say something that you feel, truly. And I truly feel you guys and feel connected to you. A couple of things so that we can stay connected throughout the week. Go to the new Satori Method community on Facebook and make sure that you're part of that. There's lots of amazing people that are coming there now. They're all part of this journey with us. We have about, this is crazy, since Sabrina and I started sharing these Satori teachings online, there's close to 40,000 people that have, you know, joined on with the different things that we're doing. So it's really neat to see this momentum, this wave. I like to call it a movement in consciousness. And so to get to the Satori Method Facebook community, you just have to join, and it's very easy. You just say, join, and then we accept you. If you're in the Satori Method Academy, you're going to see off to the right side, there's a sidebar. And when you go down that sidebar just a little ways, you'll see three sections to the... Sorry to try to describe this. I'm going to log into it. Here we go. You'll see it's called a widget, and it has all these little buttons. And it says resources, courses, and then it says community. So you can click on that community button, and that takes you to all the different parts of the online community. Or you could simply click on the community button that's yellow in the Awakened Living Club. It's under newsletter. Anyway, so there's some things there for all of us to stay connected throughout the week. I'll go ahead after we stop the recording here and open the lines up, and we can have some personal connection time. That's all for today. Thank you guys for coming and being here and practicing setting up the day.
Have a beautiful day and use this recording. Listen to it again. you know, use that meditation that Tristan so beautifully guided us through until you perhaps develop your own knack for remembering. And then maybe share yours with us. That would be amazing.
Beautiful. Okay, everyone. Much love.